How is a massive upsurge in electricity that wants to meet in global synergy contained? With lightning rods that disperse and draw to earth and keep it aimed on narrow locations. While in truth, we're all trapped by a quote unquote global order, a world system, and can only get free by combining our energies in a focused assault upon it. Our fire is turned to ire against buffers, readily supplied by power, and has been for millennia. But now we have something new, a concept of nation that no longer wants to compete in the global system, but wants rather to escape it, which is not pipe dream, despite the con, TINA. The acronym, there is no alternative, the so-called rulers want us to think. And so they suffered states because they needed a mediating presence, as our good three put it. But at this juncture, I believe they want the state to disappear. They want us born into such an overconstructed and overwhelming seeming truth, seeming reality, that it ceases to appear anything but completely natural, that it is governed as gods govern, invisibly, but which nonetheless elicits absolute obedience. This is what we're going to see when we look at the book Empire. And I think it's clear that book is a power-sanctioned product. I think we're going to see that they actually want the state to disappear, i.e., there's no opponent, nothing to mediate with. The quote we began with seems to suggest, and you recall the quote said that 1968 transformed and 1848 transformed the world because it was both unplanned and spontaneous. That quote seems to suggest that we the people can't transform the world unless our revolt, our possibling of the world is spontaneous. Now, given our experience with practical politics, I would say the reason why this seemed to be the case is because in the aftermath of the French Revolution, power got itself extremely organized. And so, therefore, that another way to say this in language we've used in these pages is that a focused plan or vision and concentrated power will ever defeat diffuse goodness, i.e., power knows what it wants, is constantly looking for threats, and then intercepts them with its clandestine tactics, leaving no trace for even rogue academics to ferret out. So spontaneous changed the world because power didn't see it coming. But the stakes are different today. We are seeing through this game. And so power is hoping to dramatically orchestrate a change in the nature of the state to pull off the ultimate magician's trick and disappear and thereby preclude our resistance, leaving us to be ongoingly crabs in a bucket. What a con, eh? You systematically train we plebs that only that which can be proven, i.e. confirmed on all sides, as Bentham told them, because actually seen, and of course they have then constructed what is seen, that only what can be proven, i.e. confirmed on all sides, has validity, while you, power, reigns invisibly. We have to take our agreement back from the so-called rulers and work on giving it instead to each other.